Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello, beautiful, blessed, and wonderful Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall. And as many of you know, we're running a little bit behind because this should have been last Sunday's show, but how befitting that our topic for the day is the devil's detours. You know, Satan has a way of attacking you when you're doing everything right. You're doing the will of God. You're doing everything that God has charged you to do. Satan will come out of the woodwork to detour you from your mission, from your destiny. I have witnessed so much of this lately. And just as our opening song, for those of you that do not know, that was the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement official anthem was created by Sister Lorraine Collins and Alexandria Petgrave for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. We will be doing another event coming this fall. But right now, for today, our topic as we continue the Greatness in You series, we're going to be talking about the devil's detours. You know, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So many of us, we tend to sin, whether we want to admit it or not, or we fall short. We do. So many have fallen short of the glory of God. But we have a forgiving God. Remember, he died on the cross for our sins so that we can begin brand new. It's not about a second chance, because so many people take that second chance and make the same mistakes over and over again. They continue the vicious cycle. It's about a spirit-filled change. Every detour leads us back to our original path and destination. If you're driving, flying, however you're traveling, and either your captain or you'll discover that there's detour signs. You're going to have to detour for one reason or another. But in the end, you always curve back around to your original path, journey, but definitely your destination. So just remember, Satan is going to throw everything at you and anything at you. Once he does that, the choice then comes back to you. Are you going to lie down and wallow in defeat? Are you just going to throw in the towel and give up? Or will you weather that detour? It may be a few extra miles out of your way. It may take you a few more minutes or more minutes to get to where you need to go. But keep going. Keep going, because Satan likes nothing more than for you to give up, for you to turn your back, especially for those of us who are charged by God to take his words, his encouragement, his enlightenment, his inspiration, his motivation to the people. And you allow other humanly forces to detour you from your mission. Once we do this, it's no longer the fault of the detour. It's now our choice to make a U-turn and go back from where we have already come. And some of us have come a mighty long way, and we hit one roadblock, one detour, and we give up. Even in the midst of a storm, if you're driving, there's been many times, because I have a long commute to and fro where I work. A lot of times I've had to go in during really bad storms. Extremely bad storms. So, I see people, I'm not one to pull over along the side of the road, but there have been many times when I've seen people who just pull over and wait for the worst part of the storm to pass. Me, as long as I can see, and I know that 99% of the traffic has pulled off the road, I keep going. Many people will stop and pull off. I have seen it where some people have literally stopped to make a U-turn and go a different way or go back. I say this because many people, although they have to wait and regroup, the minute that the storm lets up. They continued the journey. Sometimes we, as leaders, we as visionaries, we need to be reminded, because we're humans too, and we need to be reminded that we were charged by the great I Am. We're expected to achieve greater things. If you give up because you're disappointed by man, man is a disappointing species. Not all, but many. Man is a disappointing species. Now we're into this me first world. Everyone's living for himself, herself. No one cares about anyone but the person who they see in the mirror. There are going to be people who are actually out here, the snake oil salesman. They're selling everything to anyone. They know what people want, and they know what they want to hear. No one is in the business of supplying people with what they need. They know that people are ruled by greed. I want this, I want that. Tell me what I want to hear, and I'll keep dishing out my money to you for you giving me all of your spoken lies. Tell me what I want to hear. Doesn't help me. It helps the storyteller's pockets because they're getting wealthy. They con. I don't align myself with any and everybody. And I'm not going to argue with people who do not understand that I don't align myself with everyone. Some people I see that they're in things for the money. They're in things for the material items. I don't align myself with people like that. Having those things are wonderful and great, but many of us, if we open our eyes and see, we know when people are in projects, when people are doing things for all of the wrong reasons. If they couldn't get the lavish homes and the fancy clothes and jewelry and cars, they would not be doing it. This does not apply to everyone, because some people have grown their masses to the point where what they're receiving back are their gifts for their hard work and toil, while others are in this for all the wrong reasons. But either way, that should not deter us from our path, from our mission, from our journey. The devil detours us in many ways. Look, sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so's house is bigger than yours. I remember years ago, I was talking to someone and they said they had gone to church. And the topic that the minister was preaching about was that he wanted a new car. So he walked into a high-end car dealership, and he said, "Do you know who I am?" He's a well-known minister in the area. And he said, the moral of the story was, that dealership knew who he was, and he knew that once he sold him the car that he wanted, every other high-powered minister would come in and get a better car because they want to outdo him. So naturally, he was expecting that dealership to give him a deal on that car. And so many of us who are not at that level where we can afford to walk in and buy a $100,000 car, live in a million-dollar house because we're going into our pulpits telling the people what we know they want to hear. And the people, their roadblock is the fact, or their detour is the fact that they're worshiping the person in the pulpit and not God himself. If your house is in foreclosure and you're helping the person in the pulpit live in their million-plus-dollar mansion, I'm not quite sure that's the way that God meant for things to happen. Wake up, people. Your detours are holding you back from your true blessing. This may be controversial to some, but I've never promised to tell people what they want to hear. I've always said that I promise you, I tell you what you need to hear. And I am. This is why I do not align myself with certain people. Because I see it, I hear it in their messages. I see it in how they're living. But I will not allow them to detour me from my mission. In the last few weeks alone, so many people, good people, have given up because they continuously have aligned themselves with the wrong people who are on a different mission or a maxed mission. But instead of them realigning and reassigning, they've given up. So the devil has won. He's detoured them away from the divine destiny that was waiting for them. In life, God never told us to be fools. So many of us in places that we don't want to be, but right now we need to be there because we have not completed our lessons. We have not gotten the messages that are meant for us. So many of us are so busy looking to the left, to the right, behind us. Well, they got this, they have that, she did this, he got that. We're so busy complaining, we spend no time complimenting. So our detour is our own self-loathing. We're sitting here at square one, being upset because everyone around us is moving forward and onward. So once again, we've been detoured. I gave you that moment of silence to think about it because I'm pretty sure at that point alone, I've hit a nerve with someone or brought back a memory of someone that you work with or maybe even yourself. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So I say to you today, do not allow Satan to detour you from your divine destiny. Leaders, do not allow the disappointments that you have experienced to detour you from your mission. And to some degree, I'm sure some people, if you really think about it, you knew what you were getting into. You had doubts from the beginning. But I always tell people, if I go in and expect 100% every human I come across to do what they're supposed to do, my disappointment is going to be greater than any pain. So just remember, humans are going to disappoint you. No matter what their title, from the pulpit to the family and gathering of friends at the barbecue pit, it does not matter. They are going to disappoint you. Their disappointment should not be your detour. So some of you, I'll say this right now. I will continue to pray that you get back on your path. But right now, Satan is sitting back doing this. I detoured another one, yeah. I detoured another one. High-fiving all of his minions. Because you have allowed his detour to turn you around. Something to think about today. And as always, before I go, I'd like to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever you may be facing this week and beyond. And as you know, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, and the Sunday Morning Inspiration is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit organization. If you'd like to support us in any way and get involved, there's several ways you can do that. You can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133, or give us a call at 202-618-2556. We have several email addresses, contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, or you can write to me at two different addresses. I set up a new address specifically for our listeners, healingwithmaria@yahoo.com, so that your mail will not get lost in the corporate email stream. Or if you'd really like to speak with me on a private note, you can send a message to mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. We have so many wonderful guests coming up. Right now, we're still booking for October now, so be sure to come back. Get involved. If you're on Facebook, we have two groups there, the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement group there, and Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. They are the two main groups on Facebook. Join us there to get all of the latest updates on all of our upcoming guests for our Healing Through Hurt show that airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, this our Sunday morning inspiration. I want to thank each and every one of you for all of your prayers and well wishes during my illness last week. I am here. I don't believe that God is ready to take me back home yet. So we are still here together. I understand. Many of you know my story. You know my struggle. But guess what? I'm still putting one foot in front of the other, and I'm still moving forward. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from all over the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued support. Shout out to all of my social coaching groups, the WOW group, Women of Wisdom and Worth, over on Meetup, and much love and respect to my relationship recovery group on Google Plus. We're over 400 members strong. We have a wonderful group of people, including other coaches and counselors there, because I may not be able to help everyone, or there's always room to get more than one opinion or insight on any situation. So I have my fellow coaches and counselors, licensed counselors there, who are willing to give you free sessions when you need them. It's about working together. There's room at the top for so many of us. My circle of professional associates is small for a reason, because I refuse to deal with daily detours from the devil. So with that said, be well, be blessed. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday today at 4 p.m. I will be seeing an old friend, Minister Ellen Jones. She will be preaching this afternoon, so I'm going out to hear her. her words. The devil has detoured us for years. I have not seen her in many years. But I tell you, due to social networking sites, she let me know that she'd be in the area today, and I'm going to go and visit her this afternoon and hear the words that God has sent to her to give to the people. So until next time, be well, be blessed. Join me Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for our regular scheduled Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show. My special guest is Nisha Jackson. Wonderful lady, beautiful story of survival and success. You will not want to miss that. And then we'll be back here again for part 3 of the Greatness in You series next Sunday morning for our Sunday morning inspiration. So until then, I am C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shero, at your Ground Zero. I'm right here. I'm right here at Ground Zero, waiting to help you on your journey. Let's walk this journey called life together, because it's so much better when you have someone to share the successes, the tears, the ups, the downs, and to help you get around those detours and roadblocks with. And there's room for many. Won't you join me? So until next time, be well, be blessed, and as always, remember to continue to pay it and pray it forward. I will see you again soon. We're going to end, lie back, sit back for the next few moments. We're going to play the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement official anthem again. Close your eyes, do your breathing exercises, and once we end, you can begin your day. But I hope that our shows in some way help you to start your mornings off and your weeks off on a positive, powerful note. Have a God-awesome Sunday and work week. I will see you back here again soon. Be well, be blessed.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God
loves
me.
But I bathed in the mire. Submerged myself in the decay of the world. Making bad decisions over and over again. Drenching my pillow with tears again. Thinking the void could be filled by a man. A man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me. Yeah, the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression, cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
This concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. Just remember, do not allow the devil's detour to send you down the road to your personal damnation. Detours are just slight bumps in the road that may send us on a longer journey, but eventually we will get back on our original path to our destination. So today, part two of our Greatness in You series has been about the devil's detours. Until next time, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough of whatever it is you need to make it through this week and beyond. Until next time, take care, and thank you so much for your continued prayers and support. I will see you soon.